News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Thursday said 16 people have lost their lives in post-poll violence in the state and announced a compensation of rupees 2 lakh each for their families. Banerjee, during a press meet, also said that her government will provide jobs of home guard to one family member each of all the 5 persons killed in CAPF firing in Cooch Behar's Shitalkuchi area last month. She further said that a CID team has initiated a probe into the incident of firing in Cooch Behar that took place when the voting exercise was underway for the fourth phase of the assembly elections on April 10. At least 16 persons, mostly from the BJP and the TMC and one of the Samyukta Morcha, died in post-poll violence. We will pay a compensation of rupees 2 lakh to their family members. Our government will also provide jobs of home guard to the next of kin of Shitalkuchi victims, she said. Taking a swipe at the BJP, the CM said that the Saffron Party was yet to come to terms with the people's mandate. She accused central leaders of inciting violence in the state. Not even 24 hours have passed since I was sworn in as the CM, and letters a central team have started arriving. This is because the BJP has not yet reconciled to the mandate of the common people. I will request the Saffron Party leaders to accept the mandate, she told reporters. A 4-member fact-finding team of the Union Home Ministry, tasked with looking into reasons for the post-poll violence in Bengal, arrived in the state on Thursday. The 34-member new cabinet in Tamil Nadu, announced by M.K. Stalin-led Dravida Munaitra Kazhagam, has some unusual and unique names as far as the nation's politics is concerned. While Stalin continues to lead from the front, a Gandhi as well as a Nehru have been appointed as ministers. Governor Banwarilal Purohit has approved the list of ministers ahead of Stalin's swearing-in ceremony on Friday at the Raj Bhavan. Stalin, who is all set to become a chief minister for the first time, has proposed K.N. Nehru's name for the portfolio of Minister for Municipal Administration in charge of urban and water supply, and R. Gandhi's name for Handlooms and Textiles, Khadi and Village Industries Board, and Budhan and Gramadhan. R. Gandhi was elected to the Tamil Nadu Assembly from Ranipet constituency as a DMK candidate first in 1996. He, along with his wife and son, was among several DMK ministers who were charged with holding disproportionate assets. The charges were later quashed by the courts due to a lack of evidence. K.N. Nehru, DMK's principal secretary and party veteran, contested the 5th straight elections from the Tiruchi West constituency. The veteran leader was named after Jawaharlal Nehru by his father, who was a staunch congressman. The family later shifted allegiance to the DMK in the late 1960s, and Nehru has been a strongman of the party since he won his first election in 1989. Stalin, whose full name is Muthuvel Karunanidhi Stalin, was named after the famous former Soviet Union leader Joseph Stalin and had reportedly faced rejections from several schools over the issue. He was the first deputy chief minister of Tamil Nadu from 2009 to 2011. His father and late DMK patriarch M. Karunanidhi appointed Stalin as his heir apparent, thus ending a long-time confusion about who would take over the party reins after him. On August 28, 2018, Stalin was unanimously elected as the DMK chief after Karunanidhi passed away. A sudden change in weather was witnessed in Delhi on Thursday afternoon as skies turned cloudy and light rains in some parts of the city brought the mercury down, giving much-needed relief to the people of the city. The meteorological department had forecast generally cloudy skies with possibility of light rain or drizzle in the day. Dusty winds accompanied by thunder were witnessed in the city. The people had earlier woken up to a warm Thursday morning with minimum temperature settling at 26.2 degrees Celsius, 2 notches above the season's average. The air quality of the city was moderate with index value of 153 at 9 a.m. Real-time data of Central Pollution Control Board showed. The relative humidity was recorded at 59% at 8:30 a.m. The maximum temperature is expected to be around 39 degrees Celsius, according to the Met Department. The India Meteorological Department said Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Haryana and Delhi will witness thunderstorm or dust storm with moderate to heavy intensity rain with gusty wind speed of 30 to 60 km per hour over many places of entire Delhi, Sadulpur, Bharatpur, Bhadra, Adampur in Rajasthan, Nuh, Sohna, Aurangabad, Palwal, Bhiwadi, Rewari, and Manesar. A suspected bomb blast injured former Maldives president and current parliament speaker, Mohammad Nasheed, on Thursday, and he has been rushed to hospital, officials and residents said. The explosion went off as Nasheed, 53, was getting into his car in the capital Male, an official from his Maldivian Democratic Party told AFP by telephone. It looks like some sort of an improvised explosive device, possibly rigged up to a parked motorcycle, the official said, adding that an investigation was underway. There were no details of the injuries suffered by Nasheed. At least one of his bodyguards was also taken to hospital. Residents in Male said the blast was heard across the capital. Minister of External Affairs S. Jaishankar wished Nasheed a speedy recovery. Nasheed became Parliament Speaker, the Indian Ocean nation's second most powerful position, following his party's landslide victory in elections in April 2019. He became the country's first democratically elected president after winning the first multi-party elections in 2008. He was toppled in a coup in 2012 and was unable to contest the 2018 presidential elections after he was convicted of criminal charges. However, he returned to the country from self-imposed exile after his party won the 2018 presidential election and then entered parliament. Foreign Minister Abdullah Shahid strongly condemned the attack. In a statement on Twitter, he said, "Cowardly attacks like these have no place in our society. My thoughts and prayers are with President Nasheed and others injured in this attack, as well as their families." Cutting the super-potent greenhouse gas methane quickly and dramatically is the world's best hope to slow and limit the worst of global warming, a new United Nations report says. If human-caused methane emissions are cut by nearly in half by 2030, a half degree or 0.3 degrees Celsius of warming can be prevented by mid-century, according to Thursday's report by the United Nations Environment Programme. The report said the methane reduction would be relatively inexpensive and could be achieved by plugging leaks in pipelines, stopping venting of natural gas during energy drilling, capturing gas from landfills, and reducing methane from belching livestock and other agricultural sources, which is the biggest challenge. Because methane helps make smog, cutting annual emissions of the gas by 45%, or nearly 200 million tons, could potentially prevent about 250,000 deaths a year worldwide from pollution-triggered health problems, the UN said. "It is absolutely critical that we tackle methane and that we tackle it expeditiously," United Nations Environment Programme Director Inger Andersen said on Thursday. Andersen said without both methane and carbon dioxide reductions, the world cannot achieve the goals in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Study lead author Drew Schindel, a Duke University Earth Sciences professor, said recent acceleration of methane pollution is really taking us far, far off the Paris goals. Princeton University climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer, who wasn't part of the report and co-wrote a study last week on the gas, called methane the best dial we can turn to slow the rate of warming. "Methane reduction can provide short-term help in the long effort to curb global warming because it is more potent yet shorter-lived than carbon dioxide," said Schindel. "Methane only lasts a dozen years in the air, while carbon dioxide sticks around for centuries. Per molecule, methane traps dozens of times the heat of carbon dioxide. There is 200 times more carbon dioxide in the air than methane. If you think we are close to climate tipping points, methane cuts are a way to quickly reduce warming," said Breakthrough Institute Climate Director Zeke Hausfather. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.